This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, do you know what sex you are? Do you know if you're male, female, or we might not even be using those terms anymore? But are you sure you have one, shall we say, set of body parts or another? How do you know you don't have both? Well, there was a gentleman that for years had blood in his urine. He also would get abdominal pain every month. Turns out, even though he had male sex organs, when doctors imaged him, they found he had a uterus, he had ovaries, and he was actually menstruating. So he was a man with a period. I don't believe he could necessarily get pregnant. They're going to study that. But he is an example of what we call intersex. We used to call it hermaphrodite. A hermaphrodite would have both male and female sex organs. Now they use the term intersex. And this happened in China. He was only 30. He's only 33 years old. And his name is Chen Li. They changed his name. Was told by doctors he was born with female sex chromosomes as well as ovaries and a uterus despite having male genital organs. He's from a small town in Sichuan province. Only discovered he was female at the age of 33 years old because he was having a recurring urinary problem. The man had been suffering from blood in his urine for more than 20 years and pain in his abdomen every month. He was horrified to find out he was intersex after 33 years of living as a man and has had his uterus and ovaries surgically removed. That's a question I get. If you have both body parts, which do you remove? So, we use the kind of the cancer risk as our guide, as our compass. If your testicles are down and your testicles are there and your penis is there, but you got ovaries sitting around, you don't need the ovaries. We'll take those out. We'll take your uterus out. But if your testicles are non-descended and your genitalia looks more female and you might be easier, it might be easier for you to live as a female, the testicles might be removed. So it has to be a conversation with the family, obviously the child. It's, you know, usually we discover this at birth. But apparently there's some people where if they don't get medical care or they don't get examined, then this happens. Usually for a well child check, especially with a boy, we check both testicles. We make sure they're descended. We, if they're uncircumcised, we make sure there's still the flexibility of the foreskin, to make sure it doesn't get stuck. We check for, you know, we look at the hips, we look at, you know, pulses and all that. And then, of course, we palpate the abdomen. A doctor might be able to pick it up at infancy, but you think they would definitely pick it up when they're a teenager, but if they're not going to the medical provider, you know. There was a, Chen had female X chromosomes, female reproductive organs, and a monthly cycle. He underwent a 3-hour surgery to remove the ovaries and uterus. His surgeon, Liu Jingping, told the South China Morning Post, according to Daily Mail, that the patient was quickly at ease and his confidence was restored. From this point on, he could live his life as a man, but he cannot reproduce because his testicles cannot produce sperm. Not necessarily from the surgery, but because he had both, he had female chromosomes. So intersex, which has replaced the term hermaphrodite, is used to define people who have both male and female organs. They believe that up to 1.7% of the population is intersex, that's rare, but it goes to show you that there's some people that don't know that they have other body parts. We sometimes don't figure it out until you have fertility issues. So when we look to see why you're having trouble creating offspring, sometimes we do genetic testing and we can pick it up there if there hasn't been enough other signs with you growing up. 25-year-old Chinese woman known as Ping Ping was told she had male Y chromosome. She had a male Y chromosome despite having female genital organs, having lived her whole life. And this discovery emerged after an ankle injury. There was an X-ray that she had done, and she had never had a period and was unable to get pregnant with her husband. Then they did genetic testing, found out she had 46XY, which was a disorder of quote-unquote sexual development, where male chromosomes and missing genital organs. So, you know, she did have female organs, and she had never questioned it because she had breasts, she had a vagina. So my recommendation to you all is, I believe a lot of cases of infertility or a lot of issues stem from just, you know, other things, hormonal, and I'm not saying it stems from you having two body parts or multiple sex organs. But if you do have fertility issues, if you do have pain, if you do have blood, you got to get that checked out. I was with the medical students doing a health screen, and a male gentleman came in saying that a surgeon, when he was asleep for another procedure, removed his testicles, and he has been bleeding ever since. And he bleeds all the time. So I asked him to, you know, show us, let's take a look at the penis and all that, and he had a vagina. So he identified as male, but he had a vagina. He was having a period. Yet in his mind, he thought his testicles were surgically removed, and the surgery caused him to bleed. You know, we take for granted that, you know, we grew up, and my mom, you know, was like, okay, you know, you're going to bleed, you're going to this. And I'm like, I want to be a dude. I don't want that. You know, it's like, sorry, you're a girl, you're going to have this. And I'm like, gosh, this sucks. But we take for granted that we know what happens to our bodies. We get sex ed in school that talks to us about periods and tampons and changes with our testicles and, you know, checking your testicles for lumps and all that. But there's many, many people out there that either live in areas that don't have that education, or they might have, like our patient, mental illness where they just thought that somebody did surgery on them. And there was I didn't see any surgical scar, so I don't know why they think surgery, you know, it happens, but that was a delusion they had. And then you have people that identify, and, you know, that's you know, they're very healthy, they identify, but they might not necessarily, remind people that, look, I do have these other body parts. So as medical professionals, we have to be on it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Marcus asks if many female athletes that appear masculine are intersex. If we don't run the test, we don't know. Even though the percentage of the populations that say it's rare, you know, less than 2% of the population could be intersex. I made sure when I was having female issues, because I told you guys what happened to me, right? I was very, very skinny, flat stomach. You know, I worked out just amazingly well, flat stomach, but part of I thought I saw a mass. And I went to a gynecologist at UCLA, didn't find anything. Nobody found anything. Finally, my current doctor goes, you got a tumor on your ovary. And I'm like, please make sure it's not a testicle. Make sure I don't have testicles in there. You know, because I always was like, I like hanging out with the guys. I like, I love having sex with men. But I'm like, I just think like a dude. I must be a dude. And they said, no testicles there. But I had an ultrasound to test. And maybe it's because when you're in medical school, you think you have every condition out there. So you're like, oh, that would make sense. I really like peeing standing up in the shower. And, I really, really like football. And I really like sports. And I like, and all the stereotypes of guys, versus girls. And so I was like, please make sure it's not a testicle. She says, not a testicle, but you have a tumor. So we got that taken care of. And I was able to get pregnant. I'm heterosexual female, cis female, able to make babies, thank God. But, at one point, I did wonder if I had, a testicle. But I didn't, My kids accuse me, sometimes of having, having, the cone sometimes in the family. But I don't mind. I like that. It's a compliment to me. So, many people have kind of reached out asking if Brittany Griner, has both, male and female characteristics. I noticed a possible thyroid issue under the Adam's apple. I'm more concerned about her thyroid. But, when you have somebody 6'9", not a lot of curves. Again, with athletes, there's a lot of athletes that will not be very, very curvy because they have low body fat. But I get that many people look at some of these amazing athletes in women's sports and wonder if there is a Y chromosome. I don't think it's insulting. I think, people having Y chromosomes, people having X chromosomes, people being intersex, we treat everybody the same. But if somebody doesn't actively test, then we don't know. And, as far as I'm concerned, that is nothing that has been necessarily discussed or brought up or considered, but your answer to, if there are intersex individuals, where would they be? Well, it depends. They would probably be in an infertility clinic because they're having trouble, having a baby. If they're in a same-sex relationship, they might not be active. If they are not actively trying to conceive with their same-sex partner, then we might not see them in a fertility clinic. But we'll usually, we'll see them in a fertility clinic or if there's pain or something else that comes up incidentally. And then we're like, okay, there's, maybe that's what's going on. But the question of if some of our female athletes that appear masculinized and appear very adept at their sport, could they have a Y chromosome? It's a theory that, I'm not sure if, intercollegiate athletes, these sports associations test for that. I don't think they do, and I don't think they want to even enter that conversation because then that's back to, cis, trans, intersex, and sports if it leads to an advantage or not. But, I know many people have been kind of asking about, and remember, Brittany Griner, 6'9", doesn't have makeup on. I mean, a lot of us without makeup, do not have the big eyelashes. But again, she is an athlete. She is a, I wouldn't try to surmise that. But yes, I believe that in the population, not just sports, in the population, there are people that have multiple sex organs. And I think it's a little bit more common than we think, but it's still very, very rare. Hope that answers the question. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on the topic of Brittany, Brittany Griner has actually pled guilty to drug charges. Now, I don't know if this is strategy or not, but she told the judge, I'd like to plead guilty, Your Honor, but there was no intent. I didn't want to break the law. So from what we understand, she carried, I'm being told it was 0.7 grams of cannabis oil, allegedly, and was facing charges of large-scale transportation of drugs, which I just don't believe. And she was arrested in Russia just weeks before the Ukraine invasion. And so it's been a little, you know, suspect as to, you know, does she really need to be in jail for 10 years in a Russian prison? It's also been very frustrating that the U.S. State Department has not been able to, you know, secure her release or other Americans that are over there. She's 6'9". She was in the courtroom handcuffed, dressed in a red T-shirt and red pants. She was clutching a water bottle and a printed photo of her wife, Sherelle Greiner. And it's got to be scary over there. I mean, and you know, I understand many of you, you know, enjoy the your state's legality of marijuana and cannabis. In my state, it's legal. But I'm just confused because she's worked in Russia. She, in her off-season, plays for Russia. So that's why I thought it was planted, because she's worked with Russia in Russia so often that she knew the laws. Unless, again, she forgot she had it in her purse or forgot that it was there. I don't know. So she says, I'd like to plead guilty, Your Honor. There was no intent. I didn't want to break the law. I'd like to give my testimony later. I need time to prepare. So she was arrested in February after she was caught carrying two vape cartridges containing cannabis oil at a Moscow airport. She has been in custody since then. She's from Texas. She went on trial July 1st, 4.5 months after her arrest. She was traveling in Russia because, like many WNBA players, they play overseas during the offseason to supplement income. In her case, she plays for the UMMC Ekaterinburg, just east of the Ural Mountains. So Elizabeth Rude, deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, told reporters that the hearing that she spoke to Greiner in the courtroom and shared a letter from President Joe Biden. She's eating well, she's able to read books, and under the circumstances, she's doing well. She said, I'd like to again emphasize the commitment of the U.S. government at the very highest level to bring home safely Ms. Greiner and all U.S. citizens wrongfully detained, as well as the commitment of the U.S. Embassy in Moscow to care for and protect the interests of all U.S. citizens detained or imprisoned in Russia. This is being reported by Daily Mail. Her wife had, yesterday or the day before, said, look, what is the Biden administration doing? She was nicer about it, but she was very frustrated, and she felt that maybe they couldn't accomplish what they needed to. And then it turns out President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris called her the next day. I mean, that's what it takes. It takes the media. That's where the media has value. Where if you're not getting through to the president, sometimes these articles will definitely attract their attention. And it gained national attention that she hasn't heard from the president. She hasn't heard from the vice president. Her wife is still there. And you know, even though cannabis is legal in America, I get people saying, well, you know, it's illegal there. You know, is the sentence, you know, overblown? Is it, I mean, is there some sort of detention she could do on our soil to satisfy Russia, but at least be home? I mean, is there some sort of compromise? Can she be released on probation? Yeah, I'm a little torn because doesn't, you know, for her to represent Russia, shouldn't Russia be a little bit more grateful? But I get Russia has these rules, they have these strict rules. I just don't understand why she would bring it if it was illegal, unless she forgot she had it or, you know, who knows. So either way, the in addition to her, sadly, and you look at her thyroid is enlarged. And I worry she does have thyroid disease. She's got to get that checked out. But so again, I know thyroid stocking, sorry. But the idea that we have an Olympian in their custody and we have other Americans in their custody and they don't seem to give a heart and doot makes us look bad. It makes us look weak. And I really want the impression to all countries that if you mess with one American, you mess with all of us. And you better work with America. You know, even if there might be some fault, you better work with America because, you know, we are not anybody you want to mess with. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Airline. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up. Labor Department figures out show 235,000 Americans filed initial claims last week. States with the biggest increases in claims were New Jersey, Massachusetts, Ohio, Kentucky, and Missouri. Reaction is pouring in following the resignation of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The leader of the opposition party saying Johnson needs to go immediately. Meanwhile, Nigel Farage, who was a central figure in the campaign to get UK to leave the European Union, issued an ominous warning to Johnson's Conservative Party.
There is no obvious front runner, and the reason for that is that Johnson, for all his faults, is also a big, strong, charismatic, humorous, at times very entertaining character.
This is USA Radio News. Donations continue to pour in for the 2-year-old boy whose parents were killed in the Highland Park shooting. A GoFundMe page has raised more than $2.8 million for Aiden McCarthy. His parents died after they were shot by a gunman during the 4th of July parade in the northern suburb. Aiden's grandfather saying the 2-year-old survived because his father shielded him with his body. The FBI director and head of the UK intelligence agency, MI5, warned that Beijing is attempting to shield their economy from sanctions that could be imposed if China invades Taiwan. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Wall says he's concerned about the part of the report that warns of Chinese hackers or spies targeting businesses.
No issue with the Chinese people or with Chinese businesses, but they have no choice. They are told and directed by the Chinese Communist Party to steal your sensitive technology, your proprietary systems and processes.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some sad news. Godfather actor, legendary actor James Caan has died at the age of 82. He played Sonny Corleone in the classic hit Godfather. His son is in Ocean's 11. He has died at the age of 82, according to his family. The Post said they appreciate the outpouring of love and heartfelt condolences from his millions of admirers requested privacy as they mourn. He was spotted with a walker at a restaurant in California in April. He had some recent back surgery and was in a wheelchair for a short period of time. But we aren't completely clear as to what could have happened. His death comes a month after Ray Liotta died in his sleep at the age of 67 while shooting a new TV series in the Dominican Republic. And so his family posted on Twitter on Thursdays, "With great sadness, we inform you of the passing of Jimmy on the evening of July 6th. The family appreciates the outpouring of love and heartfelt condolences and asks that you continue to respect their privacy during this difficult time." He's from the Bronx. Was known as Santino, Sonny Corleone of The Godfather, was in Elf, right? He played the father in Elf. He was in Misery, Mickey Blue Eyes, so many. Very handsome, a brilliant actor. And his son is in Ocean's 11. Gosh, I can't think of his name, but last name Khan as well. May he rest in peace. If we get any more news, we will definitely let you know. Well, President Biden is going to finish a section of Trump's border wall. Just a section, but Biden will finish part of Trump's border wall. Now, this isn't going to be in Texas. It's going to be in California. The westernmost point of the U.S. along the border with Mexico and California. Completion of this project will lead to the permanent closure of the U.S. side of Friendship Park. It's a binational spot between San Diego and Tijuana where separated families can meet and touch without a wall between. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas approved the designs. They were initially authorized by the Trump administration in the budget for the fiscal year of 2018. According to Daily Mail, the project will replace existing barriers with two 30-foot walls across Friendship Park. These walls started being added to the park during the Trump administration, and now they're going to be, I guess, finished. Much of Trump's wall did not get completed before he left office, and much of the steel is just sitting there that we spent money on. And as you know, the border is a mess, and migrants are coming in droves. And even though Mexico gave visas to stay temporary for 30 days, migrants feel that is allowing them to at least regroup as they make it towards the United States. The U.S. Border Patrol said they are just replacing walls at Friendship Park, but the proposed construction amounts to what, according to Dr. John Fanestel from Friends of Friendship Park Coalition, says it's going to be a permanent closure of the U.S. side of this historic location. He condemned the president and the project his administration approved. John Fantessel says Joe Biden should not be putting the finishing touches on Donald Trump's border wall at Friendship Park. They say their current plans do not have an entrance for pedestrians on the secondary wall, meaning that while people on the Mexican side can get to the park, the U.S. side of the park will no longer be accessible to people wishing to meet up with those on the southern side of the U.S.-Mexico border. On day one of his time in office, Biden signed an executive order having all border wall construction halted. He said not one more inch of the wall would be built. But the Biden administration has recently approved projects at multiple locations along the border, maintaining that the construction is to replace existing wall, not necessarily adding extra. They say the projects are coming as migration at the southern border continues to surge. June figures have not been released, but May saw a fourth straight month of migrant crossing increases at the southern border, with Customs and Border Protection encountering 239,416 illegal border hoppers. So, you know, I told you guys, being a daughter of an immigrant, I support both. I support a wall, and I support immigration. I support immigration reform. I support there be a plan in place. I mean, when my father and his parents came over, they were allowed to come over when, I forget which administration did it. It might have been Lyndon B. Johnson. But the U.S. government offered visas to German Holocaust survivors that were turned away originally during the Holocaust. And, you know, and it was kind of, I don't know if it was more of like a way to kind of apologize that, you know, they couldn't take more in during World War II. So my grandmother, who is a German Holocaust survivor, was able to escape, got the visa and said, guys, we have to go. My father was finishing his military duty in Israel, and then as soon as he finished, he came over to the States. They became a citizen. They studied. They learned the language. They became citizens, and then they worked. And they paid taxes and, you know, did all that. And my father worked until the day he died. And so I come from a family that was very grateful for America extending their immigration policies to us, but I come from a family who did exactly what they were told. They learned the language. They became citizens. They went through the process legally. And that was in the 60s. So I get that people are trying to flee, you know, where they're coming from, but I support a wall because our border patrol agents are overwhelmed. Many have committed suicide. They're overworked. It's exhausting, and it's very dangerous conditions down there. And migrants and the wall will provide some structure. Just because there's a wall doesn't mean there can't be gates or doors or immigration processes. But if we have a problem where cartels or people are smuggling people over the border and they're dying in the desert, we need to protect those areas. We also have to protect the farms and the lands of Americans that are on the border. And so, you know, just because you have a wall doesn't mean you're not going to allow there to be immigration. And so I find it a little suspect when you have individuals say there has to be no wall so people can come in illegally. Is that, why do you want people to come in illegally? Let people come in legally. You know, the wall never meant to say nobody comes to America. Trust me, America wants immigrants. I mean, we need we need that diversity. We need to still have that melting pot of the world, a beacon of hope and liberty. We want that. We don't want to be completely isolationist at all. And so walls can have gates. Walls can have doors. There can be immigration processes. But when you have, you know, our security and people who work there saying we need help, we're using our cars to make a wall, this isn't sustainable. You know, if other countries have borders and they have, you know, ways to protect and stop illegal immigration or the criminals from coming over. I'm not saying all illegal immigrants are criminals, but in addition to criminals coming over, drugs coming over, it makes sense, especially with all the fentanyl deaths, especially with all the crime and everything going on. So I'm pro-immigration and I'm pro the wall. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, one of you asked, how is it working in terms of migrants being either absorbed in the U.S. or going to Spain? I don't know. I think in April we had 235,000, quote, illegal immigrants. May went up to 239,000. We don't have June's numbers yet. We know that President Biden had asked Spain to take some. I don't know if we're paying for those flights. That's expensive to fly to Spain. The stay in Mexico policy has been reversed by Supreme Court, so people can come in and wait to be processed. 1-877, Dr. Kelly.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there has been a lot of controversy over what happened, where a store owner of a bodega or these little convenience stores in New York, was robbed and then attacked. And when the worker fought back, killed the suspect, and is in jail. When a GoFundMe account tried to raise money for the man's $250,000 bond, it got removed. So Jose Alba is right now on Rikers Island, waiting for his next court date. Because he killed, he's 62 years old, but he killed a 37-year-old ex-convict, from what we understand, who attacked him, jumped to his side of the register. It's hard to see what's going on in the video, but he jumped over, and then they were fighting, and then it appears he stabbed him in the neck. He is now charged with murder for killing the criminal in quote-unquote self-defense. His bail has been set at $250,000. Which is large compared to the low or no cash bail that is routinely given by the Manhattan DA. Now, the Manhattan DA is Alvin Bragg, and he has been under a lot of controversy in terms of his soft on crime. So people are wondering why somebody who fought in self-defense, you know, appears to have the book thrown at them, whereas other people not. And again, I'm not, you know, everybody is innocent until proven guilty, and, you know, that's what trials are for, but he can't even raise money for his bail. So on Friday night, Alba stabbed Austin Simon to death after Simon attacked him in the Blue Moon convenience store in Harlem. Alba has worked there for decades, has no criminal record. You see him sitting, you see Austin jump over, they tussle, and then it looks like he grabbed something and stabbed him in the neck. It could have been a screwdriver, I don't know. So the family launched a GoFundMe page to help pay his expenses. At the 20,000 mark, the page got removed. GoFundMe has not, I guess, commented yet on why that's been removed. Over the weekend, Alba was arraigned on second-degree murder charge, and Bragg's office asked that the judge set his bail at $500,000. The judge thought that was too high. Now, Alba has not been indicted, and his case is now going before a grand jury on Saturday. Meanwhile, he's still in jail. So you see the tussling, you see the fighting, and then you see something stab him in the neck. And, if you look at the video, I mean, it is a knife. It is a knife. And you see blood on him. So he was able to, So, you know, self-defense versus excessive force is, you know, very controversial, obviously, in legal settings. And, you know, the camera is right on it. So to me, it looks like self-defense, but again, I wasn't there. And sadly, we have a lot of crimes that happen, and the big problem we have, what the biggest epidemic is you have individuals dying, and this is why there's all these, you know, the Manhattan DA is like, we'll throw the book at him, and with the, you know, $500,000 bail and all that, is because we look at the result, and the result is somebody who is dying or being killed when the initial crime is not necessarily, you know, a murder. So somebody, let's say, starts to run. They turn around and they point a laser at a cop, and then the cop shoots him dead. Well, again, why did he pull out something and aim a laser and make it look like a gun? I don't know. We had just the recent shooting of a man who appeared to have shot from his car, left the weapon, but was unarmed when he was killed. You have the case where the gentleman, it was a traffic stop, he was getting handcuffed. When they were fumbling with the handcuffs, he decides to make a run for it. The officer goes taser, but instead shoots him dead. So what happens is we look at the result and we go, we have these people who are dying, when the initial issue was a traffic stop or was something else, and which is why I told you guys, the problem we have is a, and you know, from a standpoint in terms of with law enforcement, is all these issues seem to happen with resisting arrest. And you know, there's got to be a better way to do it, because as they're resisting arrest is where the chaos happens. However, with this particular case, this guy jumps. He looks like he's, you know, maybe trying to hold him up, maybe trying to steal. He ends up dead. So the DA's like, you know, you can't kill somebody who's robbing you. But when you see the attacking, when you see, you know, and again, this guy is half his age or you know, approximately. If that person feels his life was in jeopardy, then the law will be on his side. But the problem we have here is I don't think people realize that some of their initial actions could result in death. Not that the death is justified by any means. But I think the younger population thinks differently than us older folks. You know, for me, you know, and maybe it's because my, you know, father was in the military, my grandfather was a police officer. For me, it was don't even backtalk. Because your backtalking can lead to your getting shot. You know, and as a kid, I was like, okay, so then if the police tell me to freeze, I freeze. Don't backtalk, don't whatever, because it could lead into something and then, or something could be misconstrued. And so maybe us boomers and Gen X's are a little bit more aware of that. Whereas the younger generation is, okay, well, if you rob a store, what's going to happen is you're going to go to jail for robbing. And I don't think people realize that somebody can kill you. You know, same thing, you know, if you get pulled over and you run from the cops, the most they could do is tackle you. They don't realize that in the chaos, bad things could happen. And, you know, a cop should be trained and, you know, hopefully not, you know, mortally wound somebody that's fleeing a traffic stop. But however, sadly, this is when these things happen. And I learned from a very early age, you don't run from the police because you'll get shot. I'm not saying that should be, you know, the given the answer, but maybe the education should be out there that this is when people get hurt. Yeah, I told my kids, I go, if you get pulled over, hands on 10 and 2, no screwing around with the windows and things like that, and you know, roll the window down, make sure you know where everything is, no jerky movements because you can get shot if they think you have a weapon, you're going to hurt them. It's a very dangerous time being pulled over. But just, you know, follow the rules. Go, hi, officer, don't even start to reach for the glove compartment for your registration and driver's license until the cop comes to your window. Keep those hands on 10 and 2. When the cop says, I want driver's and registration, then reach for it. But if you're fumbling, you know, it's there, and maybe the whole nation needs to know that process, needs to get the memo. But the reason why the controversy is existing is here's Jose Alba, you know, just working. Somebody comes in, accosts him. He feels threatened. He kills him. And the controversy is, but the person was only robbing him or whatever. No. Okay. If you go on a person's property, or you attack somebody, you need to realize that you know, people fighting back may fight back mortally. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.